Okay. Morning, guys. So we continue with our workout series today. So remember, we have 11 disciplines to get us spiritually fit. Last week we did devotions. Do you guys all remember what that was about? How many days do you need to take to get into a habit? 21. Okay. And then today I'm preaching on fasting. Okay, so guys, please just share around your groups. What do you think fasting is? Have you ever fasted, and what happened? Okay, anyone else? Okay, so guys, everything that you've said is true, you know, feeding your spirit and, you know, also sacrificing. So this is the definition that I came up with. Fasting is abstaining from food or something else like social media, so you can use the time to seek God and desire to hear more of Him. And in this case, as Shayla shared, her and her family were fasting dinner during the Every Nation Week fasting, and they were praying. And you know, they were using that time to seek God. And so now some of you may be asking, why do we fast? I mean, what's the purpose of fasting? So guys, there are so many different purposes of fasting in the Bible. And can anyone give me one that they... one for personally that you feel is a reason for fasting? How about CJ? Why do you think we fast?
To get closer to God.
Okay. To get closer to God. Danielle, why do you think we fast?
Oh, I was gonna say to build your relationship with God.
Okay. Okay, well guys, I'll just go through the reasons why you fast. Okay, so the first one is to strengthen prayer, right? And Ezra 8 verse 23 reads, so we fasted and asked God for our journey, and He answered our prayer. And one word that sticks out for me in that verse is prayer, strengthens prayer. Another purpose for fasting is to seek God's guidance. And we can find a scripture in Acts 14 verse 23. They had the disciples in each church choose spiritual leaders, and with prayer and fasting, they entrusted the leaders to the Lord in whom they believed. Okay, so there's still more. You know, these are just the basic ones. And what I like about these two that I've read so far is that it emphasizes on prayer. That, you know, guys, when you fast, it's about praying to express grief. And I'm sure many of us can say that we've lost quite a few friends, family. At school, sometimes it's stressful when you don't get the mark that you want. And 2 Samuel 1, verse 11 to 12 reads, then David grappled his own clothes and tore them in grief. All the men with him did the same. They mourned, cried, and fasted until evening, because Saul, his son Jonathan, the Lord's army, and the nation of Israel had been defeated in battle. And so, guys, I just share something relating to this, express grief. So, last year, I had a good friend, and, you know, but the friendship didn't end so well. But, you know, it's not one of those things where you wake up and say, I'm over it. I'm going to be strong again. So during the Every Nation Week of Fasting, I took that week just to express my grief and just cry out to God and ask for His guidance. And now I'm joyful. So, guys, it's even little things, like when at school or something, and sometimes you think that fasting, some people think, yo, I must go for a week without food. But you know, what I like about God is that He just wants all of you. If one day is that day that you give God all of you, then let it be that one day, okay? So let's move on. To seek deliverance or protection, you know, sometimes there are things in this world that grapple our minds and hearts. And 2 Chronicles 20, verse 3 to 4 reads, frightened, Jehoshaphat decided to ask for the Lord's help. He announced a fast throughout Judah. The people of Judah gathered to seek the Lord's help. Another purpose for fasting, to repent and return from God. Now, every day... sorry, guys. Okay, so I'll just go back to that and, like, to seek deliverance or protection. And sometimes you may be asking, like, what do you need to be delivered from? You know, I think, I battle sometimes with worry, being anxious a lot. And, you know, just like fasting to seek deliverance, that, you know, we need to be like Jehoshaphat, I hope I'm saying it properly, in this instance where he actually fasted, and, you know, he wanted to be delivered from his fear. And so whatever it is that you are being held up, maybe it's depression, anxiety, maybe it's a TV show that's not good for you, or music that's not good for you, you know, just asking God and telling God about it. He'll be there to help you. And then sometimes we sin, and we need to repent and return to God. And 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 6 reads, "So the Israelites gathered at Mizpah. They drew some water, put it out on the Lord, and fasted the day. They confessed, 'We have sinned against the Lord.'" So I just want to ask guys, okay, so Jesse, sometimes we sin, right, and we mess up and we need to return to God. So what's one way that you would, like in your everyday life, you live in the 21st century, how would you repent and return to God? What would you give up and use that time to spend with God and just repent? Okay, so guys, I like one important thing that Jesse mentioned, honesty, is that if you are too fast to repent and return from God, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, okay, Tama, you lied to your mom today. You did steal the sugar out of the jar. You know, you lied to your... Okay, guys, not that I do that, but like, yeah. Okay, but like I'm just saying, you have to be honest with yourself, you know. Guys, sugar's good. Nature gives us energy. Okay. Okay, guys, this is my personal favorite, to humble yourself before God. So now, guys, I just want to ask, Lorraine, what does humility mean to you? What does it mean to be humble? Both points are correct. But my personal favorite, the way I see it is that when you humble yourself, it's basically saying that I can't, but God can. It's actually saying, you know, not thinking about yourself, that it's not all about Tama. It's not Tama this and Tama that, but that Christ should be at the center. And 1 Kings 21, verse 27 to 28. "When Ahab heard these things, he tore his clothes in distress and dressed in sackcloth. He fasted, lay his sackcloth, and walked around depressed. The Lord spoke to his word to Elijah from Tishbe, 'Do you see how Ahab is humbling himself in my presence? Because he's humbling myself in his presence, I will not let any evil happen to his family while he's alive.'" And so now you guys may be thinking, so now I need to find a sackcloth, tear it, and walk around depressed to humble myself. No, guys, you don't need to do that. Humbling yourself. So let's think. Let me take something that we can all relate with. School, for example. Sometimes school can be really depressing. And, okay, it's always depressing is when he says. But guys, so now, how do we humble ourselves and say, okay, God, I can't do this. I need your help. Because, guys, humility, for me, humility is saying that I can't do this on my own. I need God. You know, you pray in the mornings before you write your test or before you study. You can say, Lord, please help with my test. You know, that's humbling yourself. It's a little, and you're not tearing up a sackcloth or anything. But, you know, it's an act of humbling yourself and saying, God, I need you. And as you read the last part, it says, "I will not any evil happen to his family while he's alive." And by you humbling yourself in that test and asking God for help, you'll see some results, guys. You see those? If you're hoping for 50%, you'll see that 50%. No, because some of us are not up there. So I'm not going to say hundreds. And there's nothing wrong with that, guys. It's you. We're all individuals. Okay? And then also to express concern for God's work. This is Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. "When I heard that Jerusalem had been broken down and its gates had been destroyed by fire, I sat down and cried. I mourned for days. I continued to fast and pray to the God of heaven." So, concern. What does concern mean? Concern means to be bothered, you know, by something. Like, it really disturbs you. And I like Nehemiah that when Jerusalem had been broken down and its gates destroyed by fire, I sat down and I cried. You know, sometimes you may be asking yourselves, how can I express concern for God's work? And sometimes it can be in your family. Maybe your mom loses a job, or your sister is really depressed, and you know she used to be so happy and have high spirits. And you know, it's that simple thing, just saying, okay, God, my sister's crashing, I need you. You're expressing concern for God's work, because we're all God's workmanship, that we are the clay and God is the potter. He's molding us. And so as teenagers, sometimes when we read these verses, we're like, oh, but I can't do this and stuff. I just want us to just look at our personal lives. What can you express concern for? Like Peter, in your life, what can you express concern for God's work? What in your life specifically? Yeah, I really like it. It's so small, and some of us may be like, oh, but Nehemiah, God for Jerusalem, you know, that everything in God's kingdom is important and his work is important as well. So guys, just think about it. It doesn't have to be a big concern. Something small is really praying for the youth and that we grow in God's word. And then this is on top of my list, to minister to the needs of others. Isaiah 58 verse 6. This is the kind of fasting I've chosen. Share your food with the hungry. Take the poor and homeless into your house and cover them with the clothes when you see them naked. What does this mean for some of us? What does it mean? This is the fasting I've chosen, to share food with the hungry, take the poor and homeless into your house and cover them with clothes when you see them. What does it mean to you? Nontanja, what does this verse mean to you? Okay, I like that, being selfless. You know, I can't remember who mentioned this, but over the weekend we were speaking about sacrifice, and it was yesterday at our Connect group, that, you know, sometimes when you have a lot of, like, you don't have a lot of money, you know, you're at the grocery store, but there's someone that you know that needs this thing more than you do. You don't have the money to supply both for yourself and that person, but you're choosing to help the other person. And for me, that's being selfless, because, you know, sometimes we think that we should only give when we have, but even when we don't have, we should give. And ministering to the needs of others. As teenagers, we know that many of our friends go through depression. You know, some of our friends smoke, some of our friends are into drugs, and some of my friends are even watching inappropriate videos. But, you know, we can fast for them and say, God, I'm fasting to minister to the needs of my friend Casey, for example. And, you know, you fast and pray for Casey, and she may not be hungry, you may not be sharing food with her, you may not be taking her into your home, but you're ministering to her and her chains are being broken. And that's the most important thing that we need to do. Again, guys, I'm asking that as I go through this, think about your own personal life, that some of us cannot go out there and be with the poor one-on-one. But what about your friends? You know, poor is not meaning, it's not something that's only physical, but also spiritual. What is my friend lacking? What doesn't my friend have? Okay, number 9, to overcome temptation. Now, guys, yo, this one. We all know the music we listen to, the TV shows. Sometimes when you just walk into the store, it's just screaming there, temptation. You know, billboards, everything, you know. So Matthew 4, verse 1 to 11 says, then the Spirit led Jesus into the desert to be tempted by the devil. Jesus did not eat anything for 40 days and 40 nights. At the end of that time, he was hungry. So now, going to elaborate more in the scripture. If we carry on reading down to verse 11, we know that the devil said to Jesus that if you bow down and worship me, I will give you the world. And Jesus refused. And we know that the devil said to Jesus that if you are the Son of God, then turn the stone into bread. And Jesus says, men shall not live by bread alone. And you know, what I like about this is that after 40 days and 40 nights of fasting, he was hungry and he was tempted. Anyway, fasting prepares you for what's coming your way. Can you imagine if Jesus had not spent time with God and he didn't know those scriptures? What would have happened? Would he have overcome the temptation? You know, see, guys, this is like the importance of overcoming temptation. And now let's start with something small again relating to us. For example, you've forgotten an answer to a test, and your friend who's like in the top 10 is sitting next to you, and you just want to pick a look just so you can get the mark. Can anyone relate? Can anyone? I'm not speaking alone. You guys know what I mean. You know, just want to pick. Or the teacher has gone out and she says no talking, and some of us got out of the class. Okay, guys, I've done that sometimes. I'm not going to lie. Or For example, your mom says, do X and Y. And you're like, no, mom's always asking me to do X and Y. I'll do X and Y. And you know, it's these little things, but we know that in Ephesians 3 that children obey your parents. And when the enemy says, nah, you can relax, I'm going to be like, no, Ephesians 3 says I should obey my parents. Do you guys see what I just did there? It's something so small that I was being tempted. I would be tempted in that situation, but I counted that. I worked against it with the word of God. Do you guys, are we all on check in understanding how we can apply these to our lives? Okay. Then, the last one, to express love to God. Now, some of us have, all of us, do all of us know our talents? Okay, well, guys, I hope you find a talent soon. So, as people, we have talents, and we can use those talents to express our love for God, right? And, Luke 2, verse 37 says, Anna never left the temple courtyard, but worshiped day and night by fasting and praying. So this is one way that she was expressing her love to God. Now, what about you? How will you express your love to God? Would it be you volunteering in an old age home and singing a song or reading a story for the elderly and just telling them about God's love? So just a summary of why do we fast. Strengthening prayer, seeking God's guidance, expressing grief, seek deliverance or protection, repent or return from God, humble yourself before God, express concern for God's work, minister to the needs of others, overcome temptation, and expressing his love, the last one. And so, guys, what I want you to do with these 10 things, just during the week, just think about it. It doesn't have to be something big, but it should be relating to your own life. How do you express your love for God in your life? Okay, and then what do we fast from? Dineo, these are just a few examples. What can you fast for, like anything? Food, salmon, what can you fast for? Okay, not anything there. Not anything from the PowerPoint. What can you fast from? Okay. Well, guys. Okay, TV shows. You can fast from phone, WhatsApp, Instagram. Yes, Instagram. Yo, guys, Instagram is addictive. I'm from there. Okay, so guys, speaking, coffee, tea, chocolate, donuts. Yes. Okay, so guys, these are some of the things we fast for. And so now we're going to practice this. We're going to apply fasting, like the reason for fasting, and what we'll fast from, and what will we do when we fast. So you guys will receive papers just now around your tables, and then we'll work from there. Okay, so guys, the first question reads, will I fast this week? So just circle yes or no. Okay, everyone done with the first question? Okay, the second question, why will I fast? Guys, please don't talk when I'm talking. Thank you. Why will I fast? And you can just circle the reason for fasting. Okay. So guys, if you remember last week we were doing devotions each day and we're posting it on the Sunday group. Well, this week, we've chosen a day that on Wednesday, as a youth group, we'll fast. And so now the question that I'm popping up to you is, when will we fast? We're proposing Wednesday, but what do you want to do? Do you want to do the whole week? Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday? Wednesday only? Which day will you fast on? Okay, guys, the fourth question is, what will you fast for? Okay. Are you ready to move on to the next question? Okay. The last question is, what will you do when you fast? Okay, guys, When you've answered all the questions, please be sure to put your name in the top corner, wherever you want to put your name, because you're taking that handout with you. So be sure to put your name on it. Okay, now, guys, as a table, individually, I'd encourage you guys to share what you'll fast from, if you have decided to fast, what will you do, and when will you do it? It's a whole table. Okay, so, guys, just a quick reminder. If you're not on the WhatsApp group, please put your number on the white sheet that's on your table. And if you put on your number last week and you're not on the WhatsApp group, please put down your number, because that means that you didn't write clearly. Guys, please write clearly and not like a doctor. Okay, so guys, challenge. So guys, with fasting, it's easy for me to stand up here and say, you guys should fast. But you know, one thing that God loves about us is when we do things because we want to, and we want to please Him. So I challenge you guys this week to ask God to give you the desire to fast. And even on the if anyone is set to fast for the whole week, then on the first day, you're like, yeah, this is too much. You know, you can just say, Lord, please give me the desire to keep going on. And guys, this is the most important one. Don't forget to pray. Even the verses that we read through today, from expressing a love for God and seeking God's guidance, the most important thing that those people did was pray. So guys, when you fast, pray. And now I shall pray for us. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for this morning, oh God. I pray that this week, Lord, will be all about you. I pray that you'd give us a desire to fast, oh God. Teach us the importance of prayer, oh God. Father God, Jesus, I just pray that you teach us to humble ourselves, oh God, and whatever reason we've chosen to fast, that would fast for that reason, oh God, and just express our love to you, Lord. I just pray for your Holy Spirit to be with each and every individual, Lord, that it be its deliverance or protection, oh God, that you would hear our cries, Lord. And I pray that we pray for each other, God, and strengthen each other. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, guys, next week, Sunday, we're staying downstairs. Because guess what? We're getting a new name. What? So, guys, it's same people, same passion, different name. So, next week, Sunday, see you guys downstairs and have a blessed week. Goodbye.